With that, we are on item two.
Item two, discussion, information only.
All right, so item two, what we did was just loaded up all of the previous reports. I thought that that would be an opportunity before we went into recommendations to see if there were any follow-up questions, clarifications, things that may have come out of those previous reports, and that way staff could assist us and make sure that we're all working off of a common and correct understanding. So you want to just take a second to look at that and see if there's anybody? While you're thinking of that, County Executive and I were just remarking about the fact that we were together on Monday for two events with the governor. First, with the Greater Milwaukee Committee at their annual meeting, and then right after that at the ICC, which Mayor Kennedy presided over, and it was refreshing to hear. From the governor remarks about recognizing that he understands the challenges that local government are facing financially, and that they're open, and recognizing that there's a need to do something. So that was just such a refreshing thing, just to even have that open door. So I don't know if the county executive have comments.
Impacted by it, but it's been a long time. I can't remember a time that would.
If you got it now, right?
I looked at Brent. You're like the official mic guy. But it's been a long time, if at all, to have the governor openly and unambiguously talking about Milwaukee as the economic engine of the state, the fact that we are sending more to the state than we're getting back, and the willingness to work with us on a solution. And that's something, obviously, combined with the fact that we've got about as much momentum, folks in this room and otherwise, as we've had in a long time, and that the approach hasn't been combative. In fact, it's been really hearteningly productive. That gives me a lot of confidence. But I couldn't agree more. It was great. And Brian, by the way, thanks for doing a great job hosting that. And needless to say, I think you probably described the response of the 19 mayors and village presidents as similarly and unanimously positive.
Yeah. Even ones that probably didn't vote for the governor were very, very positive in their comments back then about the support for the state.
Yep.
I heard several of them comment afterwards. We're very impressed with what he had to say.
Very good. Alright, were there on item two, on the previous reports and presentations that the work group has received, were there any issues that anyone had questions or follow up that they'd like staff to address?
And I think it would be fairly easy, I imagine, to keep those in a public place where an expanding group of people can look at some of the material and analysis that we've seen. And again, thanks to the staff for the work you guys have put in, and obviously the policy forum and some of the reports that members here have brought to this group. But I mean, I think that's something that precisely because it's pretty educational and paints pretty in its whole comprehensive picture how we got here, where we are, and what happens if we don't do anything, it's worth making that public and keeping it public.
Right. So just for everyone's information and for those recording, everything is on online on the county's website under the County Legislative Information Center, or CLIC. So the file is 18-944. That's the file that created the work group and has all the files from the work group. The presentations are all loaded up on there, as well as through there you can link to the related, which will be any recommendations out of today, as well as the video of previous meetings, audio of today's. So that should be available permanently. All right. I'm not seeing any questions. Were there any staff clarifications or updates or anything that needed to be? Okay.